ちらは NHK ワールドラジオ日本
NHK の国際放送です。
You're listening to NHK World, Radio Japan, Tokyo.
It's 2 p.m. Japan time on Friday, September the 4th. Welcome to Japan and World Update. Hello, I'm Yuiko Yamada.
And good day, I'm Robert Jefferson. We're coming to you from our studios at NHK in Tokyo. Today we'll hear about the merger plan of two large Japanese beverage makers, Kirin and Suntory.
And in Radio Japan Focus later in the program, we'll feature the Football World Cup of Homeless People, a unique initiative to help them become self-supporting through football.
So please stay with us for the next half hour.
The day's stories we're covering at this hour. Japan's Democratic Party leader and soon-to-be Prime Minister meets the new U.S. ambassador to Japan for the first time since the DPJ's Dollhouse election victory.
North Korea sends a letter to the U.N. Security Council President to proclaim that its engineers have successfully entered the final stages of enriching uranium to nuclear weapons.
Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono inspects rescue operations following Wednesday's powerful quake that hit Western Java.
And a Japanese venture company will soon enter the final stage of negotiations for the development of a major oil field in southern Iraq.
Now the news in detail. Japan's Democratic Party leader Yukio Hatoyama has met the new U.S. ambassador to Japan, John Wu, for the first time since his party's Dollhouse election victory. In their 40 minutes of talks on Thursday, Ruth congratulated Hatoyama on his party's landslide win. After the meeting, Ruth told the that he and Hatoyama discussed not only strategic issues, but also science, fashion, and a wide variety of other issues.